Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Big day on a Thursday, man. Sitting and hanging out with us is TV and radio personality and renowned celebrity DJ. What's up, Tracy Steele?
Yay!
And also on the coast that God loves the most, we got Heidi and Frank. What up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Now, later on in the show, we're going to be talking to Andrew Freund, who's going to be hanging out with the stars of Empire. And Pete Davidson opens up about his fiance Ariana Grande. But first, forget crying Jordan. It's time for crying Kanye.
All right, then.
So, he recently broke down into tears. And some people would be like, hey, you know, you never know what's going on with Kanye West. He's not smiling. He's smiling too much. You don't know what's going on. But anyway, back in the day, Kanye was an intern at Louis Vuitton with a designer by the name of Virgil Abloh.
Yeah.
Now, today in France, Virgil had his first ever show as the creative director of Louis Vuitton. On menswear.
Aww.
And it was a little too much for Kanye. He couldn't take it. And he broke down in real tears, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look. Y'all looked moved.
I am. Just to see the softer side of Kanye is just so sweet.
Yeah. It's so sweet.
It is.
I cried when a couple friend of mine got divorced.
Oh.
Because really? I was just so jealous of that.
That is not an accomplishment.
I was like, I so wish I could be him. God. That could be me.
Oh. Yo, just keep it up, Frank. You won't be there in no time.
Exactly.
Hang in there.
Well, Christina Aguilera has let her genies out of the bottle. Well, one genie anyway.
Uh-oh.
She took some promotional photos to promote her new album, Liberation, and yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wait, are we putting the black bar on there? Are we putting the black bar on there?
That's not a black bar. She has rectangular areolas.
I've never seen that before.
It's weird.
Maybe that's why she only showed you
it's
one.
It's that new. Everybody wants rectangular boobs now. Everybody. It's the new trend.
Yeah, this is from Instagram, so you can't show nipples on Instagram. Right. So this is the photo that is actually promoting it. But it's like, do you think this was intentional? Because it looks to me like it's almost a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, I think it's more of like a bad friend who didn't tell her to pull it up
Portia.
A little bit.
She's looking up and
it
fell out.
She probably didn't realize it was out.
You feel it. Boob. You feel the air.
You should feel it.
A whole entire boob. If it's hot in there.
You want a little breeze. A little breeze across a little nipple. No?
She strategically did that. That is not an accident.
Of course she did.
Yeah, absolutely.
And who wears a blazer without anything underneath it? I mean, nothing underneath it. Come on.
All right, so ladies on the show, we're going to promote a new season of Dish Nation. Would you ever pose nude for us or anything you're promoting?
Absolutely. Yep. I will pose nude.
Really? Oh,
butt naked, and then my 12-year-old son will come hunt me down and chop me in the moon like a dope. So, yeah, no,
I was about to say, if you're going to take one for the team, you're hired.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, we all know James Franco is a great actor, but can he kiss? Actress Zoe Deutsch, who co-starred with him in Why Him, spill the tea.
Rebecca V texted, Zoe, how do you describe James Franco's kissing style?
Nah. Oh.
How was the breath?
Nah. Actually, not good.
Yeah. Not good. Yeah. Bad breath.
Yeah.
That's no good.
No, it's not. Yeah.
But that was aggressive.
I don't know, guys. Something about her answer just tells me she's lying.
Yeah, honey.
Right? Do y'all get that? Like, I feel like she's lying. Like, I feel like she knows that he's already being kicked down to the ground right now with
this whole
Me Too movement, the accusations, and she's just like, meh, meh. Like, she's lying.
maybe he's a bad movie kisser, where it's like, it's awkward, there's camera people you don't want to go for. So you're not really kissing James Franco. You're kissing the guy he's pretending to be.
But you would go into a movie kiss with bad breath? I mean, that's a planned thing. I mean,
yeah, that's
if you
true.
Randomly kiss somebody, you might not be minty fresh for it. But I mean,
if he's a method actor, okay, in the movie Why Him, which I saw, he's like this rock star who doesn't really take baths, and he's real aggressive when he kisses her in the movie because, like, she's super young. So he, like, grabs her head, and, like, nah, you know.
That is true, yeah.
It's not even supposed really to be a good kiss anyway.
Right.
But all right. If you had to guess, who's the worst kisser on this show? On Dish Nation.
On this show?
Gary.
Who is the worst kisser? Gary?
Gary.
Come on, Gary. Kiss me right here. I'm gonna tell everybody if it's good.
You can't judge him from that.
Kiss me.
You can.
Oh, you can.
Does kiss me on the back of the hand?
Mm. Okay, Gary, come kiss me on my lips.
Oh, no.
I want to see it.
Come on, Gary.
No, push.
Come on, Gary.
Let me be the
take one for the team.
My lips are not fresh right now.
You're always fantasizing about me. Let's just go ahead and make it happen.
You
want to
do it.
Come on. Come kiss Portia.
Oh, if I was there, I'd kiss her where
kiss
I miss her.
The phone.
Whatever that means, I'd kiss it.
Okay.
Come on, Portia, give me a kiss.
You know what? Let's show them how to do it, Tracy. Come on, girl. They ain't ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Special chocolate. Give it up.
Well, moving on, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have been making headlines for the past few weeks with their whirlwind romance, tattoos, engagement, and moving in together.
I'm so still waiting for Ashton Kutcher to jump out and be like, hey, you've all been punked. We're bringing the show back.
Well, Jimmy Fallon had Pete on last night to find out what it's all been like.
Now, you know that you didn't have to get engaged to Ariana Grande to come on our show. But I did, though. Thanks. You know, we love her so much, Angel.
Yeah,
I love you, too.
I feel like I won a contest. So sick.
How are you handling it all right now?
Lit, Jimmy.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that.
It's so funny walking down the street because, like, dudes are walking by and they're like... Yeah. You ever see that Derek Jeter commercial when he was, like, retiring and everybody just tips his hat?
That's right. It feels like that.
Yeah. Some dude came up to me and was like, yo, man, you, like, gave me hope.
But do you think he really loved her? He said he feel like he won a prize.
Oh, he paid $100,000 for that ring. He loves her.
I think she's too young. She's way too young to be engaged.
But see, I'm different. I don't mind them being engaged. I mean, at the end of the day, they're rich. Okay, so if they want to get a divorce, they're going to get a divorce just like that.
I think engagements are the new we go together. It's like the we go together hard.
Yeah.
Because, like, because if you dating somebody, somebody's still got a shot.
I like it.
But if you engage with somebody, people going back up a little
slowly. I like
slowly.
That.
Like,
I freaking like that head crack. I hope that's the new trend.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on, honey. Andy Cohen recently spoke with Good Morning America and spilled some hot tea, baby, about all things Real Housewives.
Oh, Lord. What he talking about?
Here's what he said, Portia. First and foremost, honey, he was asked why Marlo Hampton never got a peach.
Uh-oh.
Well, he said, honey, at first, we wondered whether it was a right fit. Now, Nene was advocating from the start, honey, and then she and Nene really fell out. And then Nene left the show, and so I just mean it's been kind of one thing after the next.
It's kind of like if you go to a party with somebody and, like, the person that you came to the party with gets thrown out, you kind of got to leave too, right?
Yeah.
Well, there it is. That's the answer to the question.
Then he was asked, why Candy gets a spinoff of some sort every season? Does she have something in her contract? He said, no. She doesn't have anything in her contract. She's just a good businesswoman, and she always has a lot of ideas, and she's also really passionate.
Yeah.
And she also has a production company.
Yeah, and her family is very interesting, and her new show, Candy Coated Nights, that was a really good show.
Yeah, but, I mean, some of the other girls have just as much. I mean, you have businesses.
But you really have to have, like, a full circle idea of what you want your shows to be about.
So if Bravo came in here today and say, Portia, we want to give you a show, but you have to pitch it right now and give us an idea. What would your show be about?
It would probably be centered around me and my family doing something, or me starting another business or something like that. But, you know, it just depends.
Canceled.
All right, guys. Well, coming up after the break, Andrew Freund is hanging out with Taraji P. Henson and Terrence. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, Primetime TV may be on summer break, but we sent the good homie Andrew Freund out there to find out what was going on with two of Fox's biggest shows, Empire and Star. Check it out.
Am I still Cookie and Lucius's Jewish son?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we're gonna, this is still gonna be worked into the show?
Yes, you're just the son that can't sing, so you're more on the business side with Andre.
Yeah, you definitely
that's fine.
Take care of the money.
Yes. Okay, that's, I'm good with that. Yes. I'm okay with that. going into season 5, do we have any dream guest stars who you would like? Because you've had a lot already.
I mean, I'm happy with the fact that we even have Forrest Whitaker and Alfred Woodard. We have Nicole Ari Parker joining the cast now. I'm happy.
Yeah, I couldn't be better. I'm sad that we lost Exhibit.
Oh, I did not want him to
fantastic.
Go.
Fantastic.
He was amazing.
A great bad guy and a great, great person to work with.
Let's talk, so, you know, the show is coming back. What are their dream guest stars? Because you guys have had a lot of guest stars. Who's on your bucket list?
I think that we would really want, like, more, like, low-key people, if that makes any sense. At least I would. Like, some, like, low-key underground cool artists. Something like that. I don't know. Like,
we also all really love Khalid. Khalid is really great and super, like,
super
I'm a
sweet.
Huge fan. And, I mean, I think cool. we all
he
are.
He's the sweetest, yeah.
And if he was on the show, I'd be really
Do
excited.
Do we want to make a plea? Khalid?
Khalid.
Come on over.
Get
Khalid.
Yourself over here. We love you.
Send us your location.
I was going to say it, but I didn't want to be.
But then you did it.
So we can save your number.
And we'll make sure you're not young, dumb, and broke. Well, that's a song. You're not young, dumb. Or, well, you're young, you're not dumb, and you're not broke.
Mm-hmm. Why does this continue to work, you two? Because you two have worked together for years, just even, you know, before Empire, obviously.
Because I owe her, and until I pay back
no,
my debt,
don't say
I have
that.
To stay.
We just get each other. We're really, okay, first of all, we go way back. That's A number one. Once you start knowing people's families, you know, the children, that's a friend. That's a friend for life, you know? And now we know each other so well, which translates to working well together.
And that's why when the show came up, she suggested my name, and it was a natural fit. And we work well off of each other because neither one of us will back down inside of a circumstance. We're always looking for that greater truth. And at the end of a scene, I'll look at her and I'm like, I had no idea she was going to make a choice like that. And I'm always learning in that process because iron sharpens iron.
He did that in Hustle and Flow. He was like, when you started talking in that crazy voice, I was like, man, I gotta step my game up. He was like, I'm a hack.
So she keeps you in check.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you need as a partner.
Now, because you two know each other so much, I wanted to do a little Empire rapid fire.
Okay.
And you two say the first thing that comes to your mind at the same time when I read these things.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Ready. Yep.
Best rapper of all time.
Biggie Smalls.
I'ma have to go with Jay-Z. The reason why I go with Jay-Z because he's the only rapper I know that doesn't write anything down. And he's still around.
Yeah, I have to make that adjustment.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
But you know what?
And looking
but
at
Jay-Z,
the fact that he's
Jay-Z
still here.
But Jay-Z looks up to Biggie,
to Biggie,
so that's not
Jay-Z
bad.
Jay-Z is still here, relevant 20 years later.
Yeah, but so is Biggie. What he did is still here, so you can't knock Biggie either. If that's how you feel, go for live your truth, man.
I do, but you saw me that you had a better truth that was like, okay.
But that's my truth.
This is not rapid fire. Favorite breakfast food?
Eggs.
Eggs Benedict for me.
How many more seasons will Empire be on?
As long as they pay me. I think four more.
We gonna be like, Lucius, give me back my half of the cup.
Here's your teeth. Put your teeth back in.
Cookie's favorite son?
Jamal.
You are horrible with these questions.
No,
I want you to know.
You
gonna get us
like
beat up
that.
In these streets.
Thank you. These are my parents.
Yeah.
We're so proud of you.
Oh,
yes,
thanks,
we are so proud of you.
You did really good with the afro, too.
Thank
yes.
you. I got a little Jufro going.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. All right. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome. Yay.
Everybody who knows me really close to me knows that I'm a really big boxing fan, especially fans of boxing movies. And the Creed 2 trailer just dropped, and unfortunately, you guys got to wait till Thanksgiving to check it out. But take a look at this trailer, though.
Oh, cool.
I was afraid I couldn't live up to these expectations.
I got loyalty inside my DNA.
It may not seem like it now, but this is more than just a fight.
I got loyalty inside my DNA.
Here for it. I like this trailer and all, but I wanted to see more of his body.
Skin,
like,
oh, yes, honey.
I
skin.
Think it would have been appropriate yes, to see this, you know, see him take a shower before Ooh. He got out there to box, you know, and Praise you know, do some ghost boxing a little bit without his shirt. I didn't see enough of that.
Naked.
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say?
So you guys are in it for
that?
All the wrong reasons.
That's not true.
The whole Rocky and Creed franchise is based off of great storytelling. Like, if you know, like, the backstory, right? Like, his father in the movie, Apollo Creed, yes. died in Rocky IV.
I know.
Like, Drago the Russian killed mm-hmm. him. So now he's fighting Drago's son.
That's right.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it all day.
Take it.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go see it. I think it's gonna be a great movie.
Oh. So what about you, Gary?
No, I was tricked. I thought they were talking about Cologne Creed. Then
why would they make a movie about
Cologne?
About to make a little Cologne.
What's happening over here?
He's over there in the Garyverse.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when that Cologne come out, you gonna get it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all that matters.
Mm-mm-mm. You know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right. And today we have this 2-pack Lux 5-in-1 camera lens kit. You heard me? That's right. 2-pack, y'all.
Ooh, two, baby. Not one, but two.
That's right. Each pack comes with 5 detachable lenses for your mobile phone or your tablet.
Nice.
You get the fisheye lens. You get a wide-angle lens. You get a CPL lens, a 15x macro lens, and a 2x telephoto lens. The perfect tools to make your smartphone take pictures like a professional.
Okay, now, Portia, if you don't get to the good part, I'm leaving right now.
Gary, hold your horses. I see you already standing up. Normally, this kit can be seen as high as $100, but for you guys today, it's only
$20. What?
Wow.
How are they able to do this?
I don't know.
It's a whole lot of lenses.
Yes, girl. All of them for only $20.
Oh, and you can make a puzzle out of it and figure where the pieces go back in the box when you're done.
Okay. Just head over to morningsave.com.
Finished it.
Log on today.
Coming up, honey, Amy Adams, honey, wants to be a nun and a virgin. We'll explain after the break.
All right.
Oh, me too.
Amy Adams has taken drastic measures in her career to ward off creepy men.
Oh, the casting couch.
Well, yeah, I mean, so she says stuff. That she thinks that Amy Adams thinks that most women have experienced creepy men, and they sometimes feel unsafe when a guy is hitting on them or making advances on them. And she said then it leads women to question whether or not they were clear enough about not being interested or whether they were sending out the wrong signals. Here's what Amy said. She took matters into her own hands and tells The Hollywood Reporter, "There's a reason I started playing nuns and virgins. I was like, I'm not putting up with that anymore."
But just because you're playing a nun or a virgin doesn't mean there's some creepy guy out there who doesn't have a thing for nuns and virgins. Of course he does.
Yeah.
So
right.
I don't know how that's preventing other creepy guys. If you're an attractive woman, a guy comes up to you, the only time he's considered creepy is if he's unattractive. So you're like, okay, did I give this ugly guy the wrong impression that he could possibly come up to me and ask me out?
Here's where you're wrong. It's not about just looks. It's also about how...
Heidi's got a story. She had a crackhead ask for her number at a gas station.
I was
She was offended.
He was on a bike. I was in a nice vehicle, and his...
Best thing that ever happened to you.
His eyes were... And I married him, but... You go with your options.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.